Hi, is this Patricia?
Who wants to know?
Oregon opinion surveys. I'm not saying anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
All right. And how long is it?
It'll only take a couple minutes of your time.
Okay. That's fine.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
What is your age?
My age is 77.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
When you say that, that's a hard question, because do you mean, I mean, where it's heading is going to be determined by the election, so I'm not quite sure how to answer that question.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Joe Biden.
60.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
90.
Donald Trump.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
That's more than one person. So you want me to respond to all the Democrats in Congress?
Correct.
Well, again, that's difficult because some of them are great and some of them aren't so great. I guess I would give them a 70 just because most of them are okay.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
Trump's Project 2025.
Minus 0, 100, 1 million. I hate it.
All right. Lori Savage, the Reamer.
10.
MAGA Republicans.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
I'd give her a 60.
Alrighty, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
A Democrat.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
I'd vote for Kamala.
Okay. Regardless of how you have plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I think Kamala will.
Okay. I apologize. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Savage, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'd vote for Janelle.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Savage, the Reamer, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Savage, the Reamer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I did.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez the Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Yeah, I really don't know that much about her. We just kind of moved to this area, so.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Reamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
I don't know. Sorry, I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't really looked at what she stands for. I think I have, I guess I would lean more toward negative feelings, but I can't put a scale on it.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would vote for Janelle.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she is a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to refund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum says she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her reactions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez the Reamer to distract her from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez the Reamer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez the Reamer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. So it'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I was when I was working.
Okay. Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night, ma'am.
You're welcome. Good night.